Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning this week. This week, we studied the story of Jesus turning water into wine, a famous one. Yesterday, we heard the part where he actually turned the water into wine to save a couple from embarrassment who'd run out of wine at their wedding feast. And he didn't just turn it into any wine, he turned it into the best wine. He turned it into wine that made the wine steward, the guy in charge of the wine at the wedding, shout out that they'd saved the best wine for last, probably not knowing where the wine had come from. Little did he know, he was talking about wine that had come from Jesus' miraculous action. He'd taken water in dirty hand-washing vessels and turned it into the better wine that had been served at the entire wedding. It was far better than he had expected, this wine steward. And I think part of the story tells us that Jesus can do far more with us than we might expect. In the process of finding this wine better than expected, we discover Christ is much better than expected. Now, first of all, we see Jesus being pushed into helping here, and there's a message in that for us as well, because sometimes if we've decided to follow Jesus and submit our lives to him, we suddenly want to put the brakes on and act as if that's going to happen on our terms. Well, Jesus' mother pushed him into helping people in need, and we want the same to happen with us. When there are people in need, when there's an opportunity to help and serve, jump right in. Let yourself be pushed in by the Holy Spirit. Try not to hold back whenever there's an opportunity to help and serve and care for others. When people saw Jesus turn water into wine, they were seeing a glimpse of God's kingdom. They were seeing a little bit of what life with God was going to be like when God's kingdom came in its fullness. They were hearing, seeing before them what Jesus was going to be preaching for the next 3 years. That God can take broken, dirty, messed up people and make them into what he created us to be. Like the best wine. He can take something disgusting and make it beautiful. He can take the worst and make it the best. So that was one message for us to get out of this, that God can do things with us more than we expect, more than we can ask, more than we can imagine. We also see that God's kingdom is going to be like a great wedding feast with better wine than anyone imagined. It'll be the best feast possible through God's miraculous action, not through anything that we've done. We also see that those destined for pain and embarrassment in this life, well, it doesn't last forever. Jesus' miracles were all about showing people what the kingdom of God was going to be like. Whether it was turning this water into wine or whether it was healing somebody to show that God's kingdom would be a world without pain, disability, sickness. Whatever the miracle, we learned something about God's kingdom. The idea wasn't that Jesus' miracles would just happen all the time everywhere, but that they were opportunities to illustrate, to show us what he was teaching about the kingdom of God. So one of your challenges today is to stay alert. Watch for signs of God's kingdom in the miraculous around you. You know, what do you look around and say, that's miraculous, God was behind that. Is it the birth of a child, somebody healed from a sickness? Think about those opportunities to thank God for what he's doing in our world and how he's showing us a different kind of world where none of those things would have happened in the first place. That's what his miracles are about. So here's your challenge. For this week, ask Jesus to make you aware of his miraculous presence and work in your life and in the world around you. Purposely look for his work around you each day this week and figure out what it's telling you about God's kingdom and your life practicing that kingdom. Thank God for that glimpse of his kingdom, and thank God that his kingdom will be much greater. Have a great time. I'll see you tomorrow.